morning, friend. Time again for Moments of Melody, a 5-minute capsule to help you begin your day. A young lady who had only recently come to know the Lord Jesus as her Savior was thinking about an act of obedience to Him, which would involve much persecution and privation. Knowing all it meant to her, someone said, "Have you counted the cost?" "Yes," she said very quietly, "I have. And I have counted the cost of not obeying Him."
To bind the bruised and broken, or wandering souls to work, to weep, to wake, to bear the burdens of a world that's weary. So send I you to suffer for my sake. So send I you to leave your life's ambition, to die to dear desire, self-will resign. To labor long and love where men revile you. So send I you to lose your life in mine.
So send I you to hearts made hard by hatred, to eyes made blind because they will not.
To open the sacred scriptures and read, as the Lord Jesus sent forth the disciples. The Gospel according to St. Mark, chapter 16 and verse 14. Then at last he appeared to all the 11 of them as they sat at the table, and reproached them with their unbelief, their obstinacy of heart, and giving no credit to those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, "Go out all over the world and preach the gospel to the whole creation. He who believes and is baptized will be saved. He who refuses belief will be condemned. Where believers go, these signs shall go with them. They will cast out devils in my name. They will speak in tongues that are strange to them. They will take up serpents in their hands and drink poisonous draughts without harm. They will lay their hands upon the sick and make them recover." And so the Lord Jesus, when he had finished speaking to them, was taken up to heaven, and is seated now at the right hand of God. And they went out and preached everywhere, the Lord aiding them, and attesting his word by miracles that went with them. He sent them forth with the good news. "So send I you," he said. And he's still sending forth those who will listen to his voice. Are you listening?